Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty.
Where do you find a song on lemon trees?
Oh, this was a huge hit in the 60s.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Of course it was.
The lemon is not impossible to eat, of course. It's a euphemism.
Lent sent us a picture of a vine. He wanted to know what it was. It's located on a home in South Chandler. The homeowner does not know what it is. Mr. Eisenhower, you think you've got a lead for him?
Well, vines are not my strong suit, but it looks like a snail vine. And you might want to look that up and see if that matches the leaf description. It's hard to see the actual leaf shape. But yeah, thank you for sending that in. That's awesome. Keep them coming.
And a snail vine?
Snail vine.
Snail vine.
Yes.
And I don't know about South Chandler, but I do know you could get on 87 and head north to Treeland Nursery, and they would probably have 6 or 7 of whatever this one is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we do. We often go to the nursery. There's so many plant varieties and species and cultivars, different colors. That has a purple bloom. There's some, you know, snail vines that are lighter pink colored. So, you know, there's so many cultivars out there now that we have to really go back and brush up. And then their botanical names are changing too, which is totally frustrating.
How do you change a botanical
name? Just as soon as you get to learn Pithecolobium flexicolli, then they change the genera, and it's not the same. It's not Pithecolobium anymore. It's like some other weird name.
First they changed math, then they had to change Greek. How about that?
I know. I mean, you know, they got to give us some. We're working on all these botanical names, and then they change the genus on us. It's like, come on, don't do that.
Well, let's see if we can help Eileen with a crepe myrtle in Chandler. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a situation with my husband. He doesn't want me to do it, so that's why I figured I have to ask you. We have two beautiful, beautiful crepe myrtle trees on our front lawn, and they are gotten quite tall, and I wanted to trim them down to make them all look like a round bush. Do you have any suggestions? Is it a yes or a no for trimming?
I'm going to have to side with your husband.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Well, to your credit, this is the time of year to be pruning your crepe myrtle. As with all other deciduous trees, those that lose their leaves in the winter are best pruned during their dormancy. So it's a good time to be thinking about pruning that crepe myrtle. But there's a proper way to do it. And from what you described about, you know, rounding it down into a smaller shape, that probably would involve making what we call heading cuts. And that's just cutting branches at an arbitrary location just to a predetermined height. And that's usually not good because out of those abrupt cuts that you make, a big flush of disorganized growth will come out and you'll have a very difficult tree to manage going forward in terms of pruning it next year and the year following. But there is a proper way to reduce those branches on your crepe myrtle if you want to make it a little smaller and get it a little more under control. And that's to cut those branches that you're wanting to reduce back to a lateral branch. So you're going to be cutting those longer branches and cut them back to a side branch that's at least one-third the diameter of the one you're cutting. And then the tree will push its nutrients into that side branch instead of flushing out this ugly, disorganized witch's broom of growth out of a heading cut. So if you want to reduce it back, you know, try to cut back to a side branch that grows in a favorable direction, and then you'll have a smaller tree, but it'll actually look a little more normal as it grows into the next season.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Because I actually have people stopping on the road to look at the tree when it's blooming, and like in June, it's absolutely, it's amazing how beautiful it is. But alrighty,
again,
thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Feel free to send a photo to us so we can see it. And I'd like to see how it is and how short you want it to get.
There are certain trees that people do take that tactic. When they get too big, they do the hacksaw jack and chop everything out. And then like you see those, like you said, witch's broom flush out.
And there are a lot of our trees just get rangy and leggy. They'll have branches growing in a direction we don't want. It kind of distorts the overall shape of the tree. Well, there's a proper way to bring those sides and those tops back down without just hacking them off. Because once you hack them off, as I said, this big flush of disorganized growth comes out of those cuts. And then you have this witch's broom that's really hard to manage going forward. So
it just takes longer and costs more. But like any job, to do it right takes longer and probably costs a little more.
Yep, that's right.
Let's go to Tucson. Welcome to the conversation. You have a question on a live oak?
Yes. Hey, I'm glad you were speaking about the live oak. We put in a heritage live oak in a memorandum of my wife who passed in 2011. And the tree did very well. It went into the ground. It's probably a 15 or 10-year-old tree. I don't really know. We got it from Kelly Nursery. But anyhow, it was deprived of water a year ago. And it lost every single leaf, or it started to anyway. And we caught it, we think, in time, the park officials. And they watered it. And it's back now. And I would say 85% covered with nice, I think, rich leaves, which is about 10 or 11 inches of bare branch. What is the forecast at this winter on that particular tree, which we certainly don't want to lose?
Well, are the dead portions of the tree out on the ends of the branches, or are they...
On the ends of the branches.
Yeah, those might just have to be nipped off because it probably did die back from those tips. And those are, you can wait until the foliage grows past those tips in the next 3 or 4 years, or you can carefully remove those dead ends. So, yeah, there's a couple options there, but that doesn't sound like it's too bad if you only lost 10 or 12 inches.
Yeah, I think it'll survive. 1-888-767-4348.